This sculpture was made during the 13th century, when the Mongols controlled both China and the Himalayas. You can see the influence of Indian art in the sculpture's style.
It's again a Chinese understanding of what an Indian figure or bodhisattva should be. So you have the powerful upper torso that's left bare. In this case, there is a little more sense of musculature or physical force in the body than you usually find. And in fact, if you look very, very carefully at the hairdo, you can see that it's basically intended to show you this hair that's kind of standing on edge with these little curls at the end.
In Indian art, this hairstyle denoted ferocity. Here, the Chinese artist has adopted the motif without its original meaning. In fact, this is Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva of compassion. On the back of the sculpture, you can see the outlines of a chamber which once held a small mirror. To hear more, press play.